Andrew Webster, good morning to you. I tell you what, they made a statement last night, didn't they, the Broncos, after a week of turmoil, speculation, and what can only be described as coaching jibber.
Morning, Matt. Good morning, Terry. Good morning, listen. No, yes, it has been another great fun and wacky week in the world of rugby league. Early this season, it was the players who were walking out and leaving after two, 3 years to go on their contract. Now it's the coaches who can't do it. So it has been a week of jibber. Great game last night. I thought, you know, when the Rabbitohs got back to 18-0,
yeah.
I thought, here we go. They'd be very disappointed, South, the way that they fell away. But, you know, and I know there was an intercept there at the end that sort of blew the scoreline out by another six. But, you know, it shows that Wayne Bennett is definitely still got something going on for him up there at Brisbane. It's very interesting what's happening there. I spoke to Wayne during the week. He is very adamant that he will not be going anywhere. He wants an answer. He sort of puts the ball in the court of management and the board. When he left the Broncos in 2008, you'll recall that he resigned and took the decision out of the club owner's hands, News Corp. But when I spoke to Wayne during the week, he said he's not going anywhere and he wants them to make the hard decision. There's reports coming up left, right and centre about what he's doing, what Brisbane's doing, what Manly's doing, what other clubs are doing. I don't think they've got anything solid in place, the Broncos, because one minute it was Anthony Seibold and then Michael Maguire gets thrown up as a 3-year deal at Redhill after next season. I don't know if that's locked in at all, boys. But, yeah, it's been a really distracting week and I don't think anyone's really come out of it looking great at all.
Yeah, Webby, we chatted about this yesterday on the program, but that, you know, the fact that the Broncos brushed the CEO's barbecue to go to Wayne's place, even though he doesn't have a barbecue, but they all went over there. There was that sense of resolve that they were getting right behind their coach. And I think we saw that last night.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Look, Wayne's
Wayne.
They're always going to go up and down with in terms of whether they're on him or off him because he's that type of coach. I know one bloke whose future at Brisbane might be locked to the coach, and that's the man that was like named man of the match afterwards, Davita Pango Jr. Now, his deal isn't done at Brisbane. Bennett's on the record a few weeks ago saying that he'll be there for another 2 years. I think it'll be contingent on whether Bennett's there or not, to be perfectly honest. And if he's not there next season, then I know for a fact that the Roosters are still pursuing Bangai Jr. And that isn't dead as yet. So, Bennett's still fundamentally important to that team.
When we talk about the top eight and we talk about teams sliding, Broncos, I suppose they stopped that last night, but the St. George Dragons, they're in free fall and they've basically come out and said they didn't handle Origin as well as they could have.
Well, you know, they're trying not to use Origin as an excuse, but behind closed doors, I think there's probably been a concession that they didn't rest blokes as much as they should have in that post-Origin period. Boys, you remember a lot of those players, particularly blokes like Jack DeBellum, were very adamant in the lead up to Origin. I want to play Origin. I want to play Origin. I want to play Origin. All of it was about playing Origin. And that sort of fired their early start to the season. And, you know, since Origin, it's no doubt that they haven't been the same team, particularly Ben Hunt. I know there's some remarks from Mick Ennis on Fox Sports earlier in the week that they need to stop sooking and sulking. Didn't go down particularly well with a lot of them. I just think they're flat. That's all it is. But they need to turn it around pretty quickly.
Well, they've lost five of their last six, mate.
Yeah, that's what I said, mate. They need to turn it around pretty quick.
Yeah.
Starting with the Tigers tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's a big game. Ivan Cleary currently holding a press conference now against the Tigers. Mate, what's Michael Checker going to be an NRL coach?
Well, I know it's funny. I've got a piece of Marika Korobidi going in the paper tomorrow. I think he's a great story, Marika. And in the course of making a few phone calls to that piece, it's amazing how many people in rugby union, not league, but in rugby union, think Michael Checker would be outstanding in the NRL. He loves rugby league. He, you know, grew up playing it at Marcellin College at Randwick. He's off contract when the World Cup ends. He's off contract after the World Cup in Japan next season. I don't think the NRL or NRL clubs could do worse than look at Michael Checker in some capacity. So, I know, Berkey, what do you reckon?
Do you know what? It's It's not so much about the coach. You can put a coaching structure around you. You know, you can have your defense coach, your attack coach, and everything else on the way through. You need someone who's a leader, and this is what he does. He's able to motivate men to do things perhaps beyond their capabilities sometimes, and as so much it need to be tomorrow against the All Blacks for our guys. But, you know, he could make a transfer. I mean, the same principles apply, getting blokes up for games of the weekend and making them play well.
Yeah, I mean, I love Cech. But is his record that good with the Wallabies?
Well, remember, it goes okay.
Hold on.
Remember, you're playing number 1, 2, 3 in the world every time. Imagine playing Djokovic and Nadal and Federer when you're number 4 in the world. How many times are you going to win?
Imagine playing the Roosters and the Rabbits and the Storm every week.
What teams are you going to go to?
Yeah, well, that's it.
Oh, I just think it's very, very interesting that people in rugby are the ones that...
He could make a transfer.
No, I like him. I think it's all about man management, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah,
right. So I reckon Sir Alex Ferguson would have a pretty good go if he got the right footy club, you
100%.
Know, league club or union club or whatever. But, you know, he hasn't got the record that's going to make you break bridges to get to him, has he?
Yeah, but the record. Well, now you keep going, Webby.
I was just going to say, like, he won a Super Rugby.
It's your segment.
And also got the
correct.
To a World Cup final against the All Blacks that no one expected him to. So he's got some ability as a coach, and he's shown that all around the world. I think the games are, you know, there's a lot of similarities there, obviously a lot of differences, but I just found it interesting. And he didn't want to talk about it when I raised it with him this week. He said he's obviously, you know, loves the game, but out of respect for the Bledisloe tomorrow night, he didn't want to talk about it. If it comes off, if it happens...
That means he's off then, doesn't it? That means he's gone. You're right, Webby. He took Leinster to the European Cup a couple of years ago now. He came across to Waratahs and took 2 seasons to get a win for them. So he has got a record of such that says, you know, you are a very good coach.
He is. And I also had Brad Figler on the record saying that he thinks he'd make a great coach. So,
yeah. You know,
Freddie's the best coach in the world at the moment. After
of course.
Origin with New South Wales.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Webby, we only whisper now to you. Okay, your new best friend is the whisperer, Monty Roberts. Where are we up buddy?
What have I done? Monty Roberts keeps calling me from the US. He's very, very keen for a trip to Australia and a bit of an earn, I think, to look after or try and get Chautauqua
out of the barriers.
Why not?
I'd give him
a go. Well, you'd think so. Look, I spoke to Rupert Lee, the managing owner of the Horse, during the week after I spoke to Monty Roberts, who came out and said, Andrew, Chautauqua wants to run. He wants to run. Thanks, Monty. That's great insight. And Rupert Lee told me that Chautauqua is absolutely flying in track work.
Yeah.
So there's no issue with the Horse as such. It just can't get it out of the gate. So I agree. As I understand, it's very, very touchy because, you know, John Hawkes is the last person who probably needs someone telling him what to do with his horses. But, you know, if you've got a horse that's flying in track work...
That's right.
It's at a point now with Chautauqua, if you talk to Racing New South Wales stewards, that they, you know, it's almost come to the last crossroads. So why not get him out? If you can get Chautauqua out, get him out, get him running, get him jumping... Get him in the Everest. What a story.
I don't actually know the reluctance, to tell you the truth. I mean, I'd probably give him a go, but he's not my horse.
Well, what they're doing is obviously not working. And you know, the old...
They've done everything they can. There's no doubt.
Yeah, well, the old insanity thing is if you keep doing the same thing again, that's just not going to work. So
that's what we do.
Why not try something different? Exactly right. Why not try something different?
Well, good on you, Webby.
Thank you, boys.
Can you get... Give Monty another call.
No, I'm sick of Monty.
Come on, why don't you sponsor him to come out?
There you go.
I don't know what the price is that he's asking for, but I'm pretty sure I can't cover it.
Yeah, and by the way, 54% Michael Checker's record with the Wallabies.
Right.
54%.
Could we just throw it out there, get a substitute? Could we get Robert Redford in there? He did a good job. He's a method actor.
We don't mind Robert.
He's all right.
He's getting a bit old now.
He could have a crack.
Jane Fonda's coming here.
Jane Fonda, wow.
Wow.
You'd have had a picture of her on the wall back in the day, mate, wouldn't you?
I remember a movie called Barbarella. Do you remember it?
Yes.
That was a strange movie. Thank you, Andrew Webster. He would have seen Barbarella for sure.
Mate, he hung up ages ago. We were just gibbering along.